hey, hey. How are you guys?
How was worship?
It was awesome, eh?
So welcome to the Disciple series. And we're going to learn about what a disciple is. A disciple reads the Bible. A disciple prays. A disciple is God-filled, as Christ-filled. You are spirit-empowered. You've been prayed over, and the Holy Spirit lives in you. You're socially responsible. You're mission-minded. You're going to go on a mission. Before you finish up at Encounter Youth, you'll go on a mission, whether it's local or international, but you'll be going on a mission. You'll be a leader. And today, I'm teaching about church-connected. So a disciple is church-connected. What group are you a part of in society, and what do you get out of it? I want you just to discuss it. I'll give you 2 minutes in your small groups just to discuss it with the person next to you. Okay. There's a lot of conversation, so I would imagine you belong to something. I'm going to ask Bongi what society she belongs to.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if a family counts as being part of a group in society, but if so, then yeah, family.
She belongs to a family group, yes. And what do you get out of it?
Love, care, and food.
Exactly. Ethan, I know you belong to something special. What do you belong to?
Scouts.
And what do you get out of Scouts?
Leadership and survival training and friends and Friday afternoons.
So whatever group you belong to, we get something out of it, whether it's family or something outside of family. I'm going to show you that a disciple person is active in the body of Christ. Firstly, we want to discuss this. In Christ, we who are many are one body, and each member belongs to one another. At your tables again, I want you to discuss this. Discuss what does this verse actually mean. I'll give you another 2 minutes. Okay. So, if you are a Christian, you belong to the body of Christ. And you belong to one another. Isn't that cool? You actually matter to somebody else. Like in a family. When you're a daughter or a son, you've got parents that care about you. And that's exactly what this verse speaks about. Is that you are a body, you belong to the body. And so nothing you do on your own, if you do something wrong, it affects all of us. If you do something right, it affects all of us. Isn't that cool? So our character that we're going to speak about today is Barnabas. And I want you just to first watch the short video, and then I'll share about why he was so amazing. Barnabas was an amazing man. Firstly, you know what he did? He had a farm. And he sold the farm and brought all the money that he had got from the farm and put it at the apostles' feet. And not only did he do that, but as he was ministering in the church, he didn't take a salary from the church. He supported himself. So Barnabas gave to the church. Barnabas served in the church. He was such a spiritual man that when he joined the church, do you know that many people joined the church because of him? Barnabas helped in the church. At this time, the Jews believed that that Jesus just came for them, that Jesus didn't come for anyone else. And so Barnabas went with Paul, and they went to discuss how, no, Jesus came for everyone, even the Gentiles. And I'm so happy that he did that, because otherwise I wouldn't know Jesus. And so we needed him to go ahead and to share with the Jews that Jesus came for all of us. He was also a problem solver. He was able to help with conflict. And what he did there was that Mark was meant to go with him on a mission with Paul and Barnabas. And Paul was like, I don't want Mark to come with. And somehow Barnabas was able to convince him to take him along. And then at the end, we read that it says, and then Paul said that Mark was useful to me. Are you church connected like Barnabas? in some way? Are you able to identify with him at all? Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you come to church because your mom and dad bring you. Maybe you come to church because there's somebody there that you want to see. I'm talking about friends. You've got friends here that you want to see, hey? But maybe you're not there yet. But by the time you graduate from Encounter Youth, you will know that followers of Jesus belong to a local church because it is a hope for the world. You will find your place. If you give us a chance, you will find your place and your role in this church. If you give us a chance, you will experience a sense of family. When you come in here and you're upset, or I came in this morning feeling a little bit overwhelmed by stuff, and I had many people pray for me and hug me and tell me it's going to be great. And so I've got a family here. The challenge is, what can you do to become church connected? And I've got four things that will help you to be church connected. Attend regularly. That scripture in Hebrews 10 says, not giving up meeting together. It's calling us to hang out together. And that's what helps you to feel like I belong to a family. Participate actively. If you go to a soccer game and you're sitting on the bench and there's people playing, who's having more fun? You on the bench or the people playing? Okay, some people say the bench. That's not the answer. The answer is when you're playing. And so if you come to church and you participate, it is that much better than if you're sitting and, okay, you'll have fun. I mean, you watch people sitting in on the bench and in the stands. They're shouting and going crazy. They seem to be having fun. But it's more fun to be on the field kicking the ball and being actively participants. Serve faithfully. In 1 Peter 4, it says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself speaks through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. I know that you guys have got gifts. I know that some of you here are like, you can't see me, I'm hiding. But I know that there's gifted speakers in this room. I know there's people who feel the Holy Spirit more stronger than others. I want you to become more active. And we can come after you and you can turn us down. But my dream is that you stand up and you say, you know what? I want to be more active in the church. And I want you to come, be daring. Stand up and put your name down and say, you know what, I want to do an offering message. I want to do a welcome. Or I want to do announcements. And start small. Forgive quickly. Make allowance for each other's faults. And forgive everyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Oh, and that's found in Colossians 3. You know, when I think whatever family, whatever society you belong to, you kind of sometimes rub each other in the wrong way. Hey, you maybe say something that was supposed to be a joke and the other person wasn't in the mood for the joke. And so offense takes place. But we need to learn to forgive quickly. Okay, so what I want you to do quickly is there's a page on the table, and I want you quickly just to write your name up on the page. And then I want you to come stand up here, and we're going to take a group selfie to show that you're all church connected. And it's a nice big group, so it'll be an awesome selfie. And it'll show that you've been a part of Encounter Youth in 2018. If you've put your name down, why don't you come stand up front just so we can see who's signed their names. And then if you join our Facebook page and our Instagram page, you'll see yourselves there. It's going to be a big selfie. Okay, what will your response be to the message you've heard today? I'm trusting you'll say, I want to be more connected. I want to have a part and be like Barnabas, who, because he took part in church, more people were added. And you guys have got such awesome personalities. I'm sure you'll attract more people. I'm just going to ask Marcy just to come and pray for us quickly.
So yeah, let us all close our eyes. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. I thank you for each and every one of these teens, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, that they all realize that they're part of the body of Christ. And as soon as they tap in, Lord, and they become part of this community, Lord, that they're going to find identity, they're going to find purpose, Lord, that they're going to find you, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, that we all realize that a disciple is connected not only in spirit, but also in their bodies, Lord, because we are body, soul, and spirit. And I just pray, Lord, Father God, that we have a great week, Lord. And I pray that when we encounter our friends, we're able to share with them and we can be the church to our friends. We can be like Barnabas, who goes out of his way, Lord, to serve you and to serve your people, Lord, Father God, and even taking out of his own pocket just to serve the kingdom of God. And I just pray, Lord, that you ignite church connectedness in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So I actually would like to welcome someone that's one of my best friends. We're close. We're both in church community together. We fellowship together. We pray together. We prophesy together. And he just has something that he would love to share with you guys. Just a little quickly. So his name is Ross. So everyone, please just welcome Ross.
How's it going, guys? Now I heard the message that was spoken today. I actually think it's very relevant. I'm also on the prophetic team, and while I was sitting two rooms away, God gave me a picture of me coming in here and ministering with someone who I'm connected to. So just like to piggyback on that message, I want to show you how powerful community is, how powerful it is to be networked with other people that are in Christ. Because oftentimes you can do things, but in community you can do a lot more than just you can do on your own. And like I believe this is actually why God has called me here today, because of the connection I have with Marcy and because he's got something to say to one of you. I got the prophetic word about one of you and how you guys might be struggling with an adult in your life. I feel like it's one adult. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's not. Maybe this applies to more than one of you. But I just want to say a little bit about what I'm getting, and then I'll say if this is really relevant for you, please come and speak to Marcy and I afterwards, because I believe God's got more for you. But this much I will say. I believe for whoever you are in this crowd that is struggling with an adult, I feel like there's one adult in your life that is causing havoc for you right now. I don't know what it is, whether it's a parent, whether it's to do with work, whether it's to do with boundaries and pressures that are being put on you, expectations of you to live up to something that you feel like is not possible for you. God's got a few things to say to you. The first thing is this, and I'm saying this publicly because I believe this applies to more than one of you as well. First thing is this, God is not like your parents. Okay, God is not a father like your father, whether you had one or not. As much as your father is someone that God may have put in your life, God's love for you is perfect, absolutely perfect. And this adult in your life, whoever he or she is human too. And just like the rest of us, we mess up, and just like the rest of us, we hurt people. And God wants you to know that even though that is your circumstance, his love for you is perfect. First thing first, turn to him in this space. I don't know whether or not you're struggling with this, but God needs you to know that his love for you is not like this adult's love for you, because his love is perfect. Don't let the lack of love in that space or the pressure you feel in that space turn you away from him. Because his love for you is not like that. And the second is this. Your life is not limited to the circumstance that you're in now. This is one season of your life. And your life is made up of a great many seasons. Many, many seasons. And when you're in the pit of it like it is now, where it feels like this person is attacking you in every area of your life, it's difficult to see that. But know that it's true. God will take you out of this season. And whatever you feel like you're going through now that is going to ruin things, God can make that serve you. He promises that in Romans 8:28. All things, good, bad, and totally indifferent, will work together for the good of those who love him. Keep your eyes set on him, and this season will end, and you will see how God will break through for you. And I feel like whoever this person is, you came here today to get this spoken to. You feel like today is like one of the last straws. So I don't know who that is, but if that's you, or you feel that that's relevant for you, and you want us to pray for you, please come speak to us afterwards. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You see, being church connected is very, 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 very important. Ross will be at the back there by the chairs, and I'll join him. Just for next week, it's our wrap up. It's the last Sunday. Pastor Mark will end, and then we're going to have a guest artist. His name is Zealous. He's also one of my friends. He's a hip hop artist, and he's going to be ministering to us through rapping and, just through Jesus in the rapping style. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Invite your friends. And come expected to receive God in a different way than we normally do. Because, we normally come and stand, have a sideshow, and, minister to you. But this time, it's going to be different. It's going to be fun. And God just wants to love on you in a different way. So, yeah. See you next week.